The Japanese spider crab is normally found along the coast of Japan at depths of up to 1,000 feet. They live on sandy bottom habitats and feed on small fish, clams, mussels, as well as other crustaceans. Here at the aquarium, we feed them squid, clam, and fish. This species is the largest crustacean in the world, with a claw span of approximately 12 feet. In order to grow to such an impressive size, the giant Japanese spider crab, as well as all other crustaceans, go through a process called molting. Since crabs are encased in a hard outer exoskeleton, they can only grow as large as their shell will allow. When they become too big for their shell, they molt. The outer shell splits lengthwise, and the crab climbs out body first, the tail and legs last. The discarded shell is intact and often looks like a dead crab, but is merely the molt of the crab. The crab has a new soft shell at this point and hides for protection. Newly molted crabs at the aquarium are separated from other crabs while in this vulnerable state. The soft crab will swell with water as their exoskeleton hardens over a period of 2 to 3 weeks, making the new shell larger. Molting happens often when the crustacean is young and growing quickly. As the crab grows older, it molts less and less. It is easy to identify the difference between male crabs and female crabs. Both males and females have a tail wrapped under their body called an apron. The male apron is long and pointy, while the female apron is very broad in order to hold her eggs. Can you spot a male or female in the exhibit? When the eggs hatch, the juvenile crabs look nothing like their parents. They begin life as drifters, floating as zooplankton for the first stage of their life. Eventually, they will settle out of the water column and crawl on the ocean floor.